This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4087 for Tuesday, the 2nd of April, 2024. Today's show is entitled, Getting Started with the Digicom Photo Management Software. It is hosted by Henrik Hemrin and is about 7 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is I will give you some suggestions to getting started with Digicom based on my experience.
Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Henrik Hemrin. Today I will talk about getting started with the Digicom photo management software. In episode 4071, I talked about my migration from Adobe Photoshop Elements and Lightroom to Digicom. I listed three criteria in my selection of software that Digicom meets. One, it's free and open source software. Two, it's available on multiple platforms, macOS, Linux, and Windows. Three, metadata including face tagging can be migrated from Photoshop Elements with help of Lightroom Classic. And in addition, the most obvious criteria is that Digicom is indeed a great software for photo management. Today I will give you some suggestions to getting started with Digicom based on my experience and my opinion. You find the Digicom website at digicom.org. Digicom is spelled with a K and not a C. On the documentation page you find a good and exhaustive documentation. The big user manual can be read online or downloaded as an EPUB book. I suggest you browse the manual before you install Digicom. My second suggestion is that you go to the support page on the Digicom site and look at the mailing list subscription section. You can browse the mailing list archive online, but I really recommend you to also join the mailing list. It's a very active mailing list where also the main developers participates actively. Many questions are specific and may not be of interest to you, but I have found that I learn a lot about Digicom, its capabilities and other ways of working with photos than I have thought of. Of course, I also learn about issues. I have asked some questions myself and also contributed with answers. I highly recommend you to join the mailing list. Thirdly, before you install Digicom, I suggest you copy a couple of photos into a new sample folder. When you start the Digicom for the first time, a guide starts to help you to configure initial settings. One configuration is to tell Digicom where your photos are located. I suggest you use this sample folder. Later on, you will add your real photo folders, and you can also, at the same screen, delete the sample folder from Digicom. I suggest this procedure because then you can consider settings in more detail first, which includes the settings for metadata import into Digicom. Fourthly, consider also where you want to store the Digicom databases. Myself, I created a folder for them at the top level of my home catalog, but you can store them wherever you want to. Now you are ready to install Digicom and take a look at your photos in your sample folder. Next, go to the Digicom settings. There are a lot of settings. In this talk, I will focus only on the metadata settings. Digicom stores what you do in its own databases. That is mandatory. In the settings, it's possible to select what should be written to metadata and not. Metadata settings also have settings for associated files, which most of all is about XMP sidecars. You can select that Digicom should read from associated files, This is important to decide before your photo collection is imported to DigiCam. If you forget, it is still possible to read metadata again after you change settings. Then there is an option if DigiCam should write to sidecars or not, and if yes, if it should write to both sidecars and the object, or only to sidecars if the object is write protected. Next, I want to highlight the tick box if associated files should be compatible with commercial programs. This may need a further explanation. Default in DigiCam is to have separate XMP sidecars for each type of photo file. For example, if you have a photo stored both as JPEG and RAW, they will have separate sidecars in DigiCam. This indeed has its advantages, but is, in my knowledge, not according to XMP sidecar standard. According to standard, which DigiCam refers to as commercial, the JPEG and RAW share the same sidecar. For example, Adobe Lightroom uses a commercial method. Example to clarify, DigiCam sidecars file syntax: photo1.jpg.xmp and photo1.raw.xmp. In comparison to standard commercial file syntax, photo1.xmp. DigiCam is extremely flexible and let me as a user configure it in very many details. The drawback with freedom is that I must understand what I want. Default settings are often okay, but I highly recommend you to spend an hour or two to review all settings, not only metadata, before you start to use DigiCam for your real photos. If there is something you don't understand, go to the documentation and do not hesitate to consult the DigiCam mailing list. Finally, I welcome you to comment this Hacker Public Radio episode. Thank you for listening. Take care and goodbye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.